in Perek Beis about Hatzlachos and Kishlonos, about Yisurim and Hatzlachos in this world as being part of the Ma'arechet, part of the system of Sachar Va'onesh. When a person has Yisurim in Olam Hazeh, it could be that these are to help him, kapara on his averos. When a person has Hatzlachos, it could be he's a Rasha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him his Sachar. Or it could be he has mitzvos that are not worthy of receiving their Sachar in Olam HaEmes, because the mitzvos are not Emes. The person is just doing them out of rote, but Sachar he'll get. And so that Sachar is in Olam HaZeh. However, in Perek Gimel, we're pointing out that there's a whole different way of viewing Hashgacha in addition to Sachar Va'onesh, and that is the world of Nisayon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu it puts us into circumstances to see how we're going to react, to see how we're going to use the midos that exist. There's a mida of anava. Generally, that's a very, very fine mida. Sometimes it's used improperly. If you were chosen to be the king, like Shaul, then you shouldn't go be nechbel hakelim. You're a king. Emascha ye'alecha. Anyways, anava has its limits. Hu hadin, in terms of gaiva. Gaiva is a very generally a negative mita, but there's a kind of lehit ga'ot b'shem Hashem. To have a gaiva that you're part of the Jewish people, to be proud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, so every situation puts a person in a point of bechira where he has to choose within his midos, and therefore sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make someone wealthy to see what he'll do with his wealth. That's a nisayon. Sometimes they give him Yisurim, like Eov, to see how he'll react to the Yisurim. That's the world of Nisyonos. We were in the middle of paragraph Aleph. Chilka ha-chachma ha-elyonos inyone ha-nisayon ha-eila bein ishei ha-min ha-noshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a direction in terms of history. He wants it to move in a certain direction. And so he gives different people who have different potential the ability at their point in history to move things forwards or backwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, Alecha chamei artzecha. Avram had a bechira. He could have listened. Or he could have said, no thanks. It all goes so far. I'll move from Ur Kasdim to Charan, like Terach, and stay there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's put Avraham in a situation where there was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Nisayon. He put him in a situation where his wife was taken by Paro. That's a Nisayon. How does Avraham react in each situation? The Satan told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Avraham wasn't thankful enough for having Yitzchak, so Avraham said, I'll prove to you that he's thankful enough to me, and gave him a Nisayon of the Akedah. All of these are Nisyonos. Now Avraham Avinu, Amad, he stood to all these Nisyonos, namely, he advanced the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him. You realize not everyone, unfortunately, makes those same choices, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to find other individuals to, what Mordechai told Esther, Miyodeim le'ed kazotigat la'malchut, and so you have this opportunity of saving Klal Yisrael. If you don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find someone else to do it. In other words, and what about your neshama? So, there'll be a Gilgul, perhaps you'll come back and have another chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a nisayon to an individual who can't deal with it. Every nisayon that an individual has was given specifically to him because he can deal with it. Namely, forget about Tarek Mitzvahs. Everyone has Tarek Mitzvahs. That's part of being part of Klal Yisrael. And when you're in a situation where you could do a mitzvah or do an avera, that's part of the general hashgacha of Sachar Ba'onesh. But everyone has a unique tafkid in this world. Hu pekuda so umasa o balam hazeh. Right? That we say in Zichronos, Masa ish u pekuda so. That everyone has a unique pekuda in this world. He's supposed to overcome a unique nisayon. How does a person know what his unique nisayon is? So in the world of Sur Meira, that which is most difficult for us, that's our unique nisayon. What's most difficult for us is to control ourselves on the internet, that's our unique nisayon. If what's most difficult for us is to quash our anger when situations of Enom Chavero, that's our unique nisayon. If it's most difficult for us to override our laziness and get up for minyan, v'chulei, That doesn't apply to anyone here, because everyone here was already here 5 to 9, right? But that's, you know, so that's a unique nisayon. Everyone can have a nisayon of atzlus, but the unique nisayon means that it's the most difficult thing for him. And then in Asay Tov, every person was given Baruch Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us all gifts. A person should use his gift. A person has a gift of charisma. Chaval, he should be an accountant. A person who has a gift of being able to easily deal with numbers, so chaval, that he should be a doctor. And then every person has unique gifts. A person should use the gifts that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. That's Ma'aseh Ishu Pekudaso. And so that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to be menaseh him in that area. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he wanted him to go to Paro and say, take Klal Yisrael out of Moshe. And I said, who am I? I don't want it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't understand. I gave you that ability. You have an ability to be my Elohim. You have an ability to be a Hemshech of me. And eventually Moshe Rabbeinu turned into an Ish Elohim, right? That's something which is very, very special. He had to override his Yetzirah. But his Yetzirah said, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, why not just be like a regular Jew? Why do you have to be someone special? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what do you think I put you in Beis Paro? Why do I think that, you know, it's, that I had Miriam argue with your parents that you should be born? Why do you think? This is a Nisayon. So everyone, Yesh Lekol Ish V'Ish V'Bnei Adam, every individual is a Chelek Miyuchad V'Nisayon over Mechemet HaYetzer. Everyone has unique Yetzirah. Everyone has unique talents. Hu pekudaso umaso b'olam hazeh v'tzarech lamod bo kefi mashehu. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what our potential is. He doesn't want us to be someone else. He wants us to be ourselves. V'yudnu ma'asav. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us, he doesn't only judge did you go to Minyan every day. He doesn't only judge did you say Birkas HaMazon with Kavana. That's the tafkid of every Jew. Certainly it's very important. But the question is, did you do your unique tafkid? Why I put you in this world? Were you able to override your unique Yetzirah? Were you able to use your unique midot? Were you able to be bocher, the proper bechira? So Kadosh Baruch Hu bidan the individual midas dino yitbarach kafi masa asher nitan lo be'emet. I'm not going to be judged with someone else's tafkid. I'm going to be judged in terms of my own tafkid. B'chol b'chinotav. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how far I could pull my tafkid. B'tachlus adikduk. The example, the marshal which is given is a king who has a lot that has to be done in his kingdom. He needs gardeners, and he needs noblemen, and he needs soldiers, and he needs treasurers, etc. And so he says, you're the treasurer, and you're the gardener, and you're going to be in charge of the army. He chooses people in terms of their tchunot ha-nefesh. A person who's a gardener can't say, well, I'd rather be an artist. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him to be a gardener because that's what he was built to do. And if everyone does what he does, then everything fits in together. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the king. He gives everyone, he's in charge of everyone. He can give everyone his task. This one's going to be in the army, this one's going to be in the air force, this one's going to be in the marines. You need all of them. In other words, leaving aside again all of the servants of the king have to daven 3 times a day. All of the servants of the king have to eat kosher. All the servants of the king have to eat matzah on Pesach and have to sit and learn. That's a hagisah v'yom v'olayga. That's everyone. Everyone has to be kovei itim l'Torah, but you have a person who was meant to be a Rav Shimon bar Yochai. You have a person who was meant to be a Rabbi Akiva. Ukefi pulaso b'pekudaso ken yigumul hamelach. So leaving aside the general sachar v'onesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu also gives sachar v'onesh according to the unique tafkid of each individual, and that's what we call nisyonot. Midat achiluk hazeh u'drachav niskavim ma'od mehasagateinu. How exactly this works? Whom, you know, what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon? How, to what degree is he disappointed in us? He tells Yonah, lech al Nineveh, and then he has him swallowed by a fish and spit out again. Tells him again, lech al Nineveh. Do all of us have 2 chances? Do we all? You know, it's that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's his cheshbonos. Iyev shalano lamod aleihem ki im hachachma ha'elyona. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what is our potential. He knows what are our gifts. He knows what is our Yetzirah, and he says, you're now a Baal Bechira, and I'm going to judge you according to what I know you can be. Hanisgavim mikol secha, hu shiratam Kosh Baruch Hu is the one who made this whole balance. Hu Sidratam Ba'ofen Hayoter Shalem. And Kosh Baruch Hu created it that all of this meshes into the gears that are turning the world. So we have the gear of Sachar Va'onesh in terms of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and now we have the gear of Nisayon. Okay, we have two short paragraphs to finish Nisayon, and then so that will do Blinetter tomorrow, and then move over to the next concept, which is Siyata Dishmaya. That's Sif Dalet. I mean, it's a long paragraph because there are a lot of gears, a lot of options. Okay, you should hear Besoros Tovos.